ونستهدي ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وكل من والاه واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، all praise is surely due to Allah. I praise Allah, thank Him, exalted is He, and I glorify and revere Him. Forever does He merit attributes of veneration and perfection. I testify that there is no deity but Allah, alone and with no partner, and thus admit His oneness. I also testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and messenger, the selected prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who is of a better lineage than the entire humanity and is far more honorable than them all. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his righteous companion, people of benevolence and honesty, and those who follow the way of Allah's messenger and give allegiance to him and his righteous companions. O people, I advise you and myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. Be always afraid of a day when you will be returned back to Allah. Beware of a day when you will stand for a long time awaiting judgment. Fellow Muslims, every soul will be held accountable only for the deeds he or she has committed. No one will be punished for a sin they did not commit. On judgment day, every soul will stand alone in its own defense. Desires lead many people astray. Desires such as ego and lust and avarice and greed and overly concentration on the things of this life. Their faith is then not reflected in their deeds. They speak, but they never act on what they say. This is the position of the unintelligent person. Having learned the truth, they then deny it or just neglect it. They declare permissible what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decreed as prohibited, either explicitly by mouth or implicitly by deed. Al-Hasan al-Basri radiallahu anhu said, do they believe in judgment day? No, I swear by the master of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are liars. No one is admitted to paradise except one who genuinely seeks it, and no one will be saved from the hellfire except one who truly fears it. Entering into the hellfire or coming into proximity of the hellfire is an indisputable fact. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا. There is not a single one of you but will pass over it, meaning hellfire. This is with your Lord a decree which must come to pass. But is salvation from the hellfire a given as well and an indisputable fact? No, it is not. Who shows signs of real fear of it? Who would be truly delighted to be saved from it? Musa ibn Sa'ad said, whenever we were in the company of Sufyan, we would feel that we were surrounded by the hellfire because of the look of fear and terror we saw on his face. Whoever honestly fears the hellfire strives to avoid it, and whoever strives to avoid it attains paradise. And that is the meaning of taqwa, striving to avoid the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His anger. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. Speaking about the people of paradise, they say, before, in the earlier times, we were with our families and yet in fear. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَ عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been gracious to us and saved us from the torment of the fire. إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ. We used to, even back then, call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily He is the most subtle, kind and courteous and generous and the most merciful. Truly Allah guides and has mercy on those who fear Him. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this khutbah seeks to remind me and you and warn of the hellfire and fill our hearts with the fear of what was mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the punishment of the disbelievers and those who do not abide by Allah's laws even among the believers. Our sermon is about the hellfire, its people, and its terror. We seek refuge in Allah's mercy from the fire. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who believe, shield yourselves and your families from a fire. وقودها الناس والحجارة. Its fuel is people and stones. عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد. Upon it are fierce and horrific angels. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They never disobey Allah in any order He gives them. ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. And they do whatever they are told. This is the single most important advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the hellfire and the Muslims. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who believe, shield yourselves, protect yourselves and your families. And so this ayah is addressed particularly to the heads of households, to the men. Protect yourselves and protect your families from this fire whose fuel is men and stone. And this is directed to all of the ru'at, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, "Kullukum ra'in," every one of you is a custodian or a shepherd. And so the ruler over the Muslims is responsible for all those under him, and the local ruler is responsible for those under his rulership, and the husband is responsible for the people in his household, wife and children, and the wife is responsible over her husband's household, his property, and his children. كلكم راعٍ وكلكم مسؤولٌ عن رعيته. Every one of you is in charge of something, and every one of you will be asked about what they're in charge of. And Hassan al-Basri رضي الله عنه states, والله ما صدق عبد بالنار إلا ضاقت عليه الأرض ما رحبت. By Allah, it is never that a servant of Allah honestly believes in the hellfire, but he feels as if the spacious earth has become incredibly narrow. وَإِنَّ الْمُنَافِقْ لَوْ كَانَتَ النَّارْ خَلْفَ ظَهْرِهِ مَا صَدَّقَ بِهَا. Whereas if the hellfire was right behind the back of a hypocrite, he would still not believe in it. حَتَّى يَتَّجِمَ يَتَّدَهَمْ فِي دَرْكِهَا, until he tumbled into its depths. وَاللَّهُ مَا أُنذِرْ مَا بشيء أدهى منها. والله ما أنذر العباد بشيء أدهى منها. By Allah, the servants of Allah have never been warned against anything more horrific. فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى. So I have warned you of a fierce fire. لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى. None will enter it but the most rebellious. الذي كذب وتولى. The one who turned away and rejected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, this is the hellfire of which those who fear it will never sleep. Fear of the hellfire torments the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا لَإِحْدَى الْكُبَرِ. Verily it is one of the greatest calamities. And it here might mean the hellfire itself, or it might mean the denial of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the disbelievers, and those two go together. نَذِيرًا لِلْبَشَرِ, a warning to mankind. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرُ, to any of you that chooses to go forward or to go backward. It is your choice. When you get this warning, you fix yourself, you do righteous deeds to go forward, or you're negligent and you go backward. Do you not know that even angels and prophets are warned against the hellfire? Concerning the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ فَذَلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. And if any of them were to say, verily I am a deity beside Allah, such a one we would pay back with hellfire. Thus we recompense the oppressors. As regards to the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَتُلْقَى فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَلُومًا مَدْحُورًا. And do not set up any other deity with Allah, lest you should be thrown into hell, blameworthy and rejected. O people, avoid the hell fire by every little way and big way, even if giving as little as a date in charity. Avoid the hell fire by saying a good word, and by meeting your brother with a friendly face, and all of the other things which have been mentioned in the Quran and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember the hellfire repeatedly. Seek to be saved from it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَٰلِكَ يُخَوِّفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. With this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does frighten His slaves. يَا عِبَادِي فَاتَّقُونَ. O my slaves, therefore, take measures. Take measures in fear of me. Take measures to protect yourself from my wrath and my punishment. The hellfire is the worst abode. Its torment is the most horrific of all. Its heat is extreme. The hottest fire of this life that we know is only 1/70th of the fires of Jahannam, and its maces are made from iron. A stone may fall for 70 years before it reaches the bottom of Jahannam. Its ways are narrow. It is constantly ablaze, terribly drawing its breath, and its gates are locked. Its scorching columns are outstretched. Its heat is continuously increasing. It is the wrath of Allah, Al-Jabbar, and it is His punishment, and it is His justice. Whole nations will be brought to their knees. Those who are unjust to themselves will realize the consequences of their actions. The disbelievers will be dispatched to a shadow of smoke rising in three columns, which yields no shade or coolness, and is of no use against the flames. The flames of a blazing fire will surround them. They will hear its exhalations and groaning, and witness its rage and its fury. They will be called on by the angels of the hell fire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَدَخُلُوا أَبَوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَلَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. So enter the gates of hell, to abide therein forever. And indeed, what an evil abode will be for the prideful, for the arrogant, the mutakabbirin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us that kibr is his cloak, and whoever seeks to have pride or arrogance is contesting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that is his. They will be gathered in the hell fire, with the angels of punishment crushing them. They will groan in its straits as they tumble downward. You will see the sinners on that day bound together. Their garments will be made of tar, and their faces will be covered with fire. Their necks will be shackled, and they will be dragged by chains, pulled by the forehead and feet, then thrown into the hell fire. A burning fluid will be poured onto their heads, and it will melt their skins and their stomachs. Their hands will be shackled with iron fetters, and their foreheads, sides, and backs will be burnt. ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ. Taste you then the touch of hell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qamar. They will be made to eat bitter zakkum and dari, which will neither nourish nor satisfy their hunger. Dari'a. They will be made to drink a boiling fluid and a dark, murky, and intensely cold liquid that will burn their faces and tear their stomachs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَتَجَرَّعُهُ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُ. He will sip it unwillingly, and he will find great difficulty to swallow it down his throat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَ الْصَالِحَا. They will scream out therein, O our Lord, bring us out, we will do righteous deeds this time. غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَل. Not that those things which we used to do. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Did we not give you many years on the earth, years that were sufficient for one to remember and to take heed, if truly he was going to do that? وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. And warnings came to you. فَذُوقُوا فَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. So taste you then the pain, and there is no one to help the wrongdoers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها every time their skins were burned up, we gave them new skins, لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ, that they may taste the punishment for their sins. They will wish to die, only there will be no way out of the hellfire, nor will there be any escape. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ, and they called out, O Malik, Malik is the angel in charge of the hellfire, let your Lord finish us off. قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ, and you'll say, no, you're going to stay right there. لَقَدَ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ, we brought you the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرُكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, but most of you have a distaste for the truth. Their inhalation and exhalation will then be heard even louder when they are deprived of what they desire. Their despair will be increased, and they will think to themselves, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ, it makes no difference whether we rage or whether we just give up. There is no place of refuge for us. We seek refuge in Allah from His wrath and the severest of punishments. Brothers in Islam, these are indisputable facts about the hellfire, which I swear by Allah will be fulfilled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, but the word has come from me, and it must take effect, that I will fill hellfire with jinn and mankind together. Woe unto every disbeliever and wicked person who does wrong, prefers worldly life, and does not believe in Qiyamah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, the criminals will be known by their marks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about them, telling us not to obey, كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينَ, everyone who swears too much and is worthless, هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِينَ, a slanderer, carrying words here and there, مَنَّعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ, one who hinders everything that is good and is transgressing and sinful, عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ, cruel, and after all that, base-born. Those who do not believe in Allah the Almighty, nor encourage the feeding of the poor, who never prays nor feeds the poor, joining with the disbelievers in denying Qiyamah, these are the people of the hellfire. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from them and it. Slaves of Allah, people of the hellfire will include wine drinkers, those who cut family ties, those who believe in magic, remind others of the charity that they gave them, backbite others, and those who turn their backs on even the smallest of the sunan and the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as keeping your garment from dragging on the ground, keeping your beard in the case of men, etc. Those who hoard wealth and refuse to spend in the way of Allah or pay its zakat. Among the people to be most severely tortured are those who create pictures and statues to imitate the creation of Allah, and those who oppress others in this world. What would be the position of the readers of Quran, scholars and mujahideen, whose deeds are for showing off, and those who command people to do good deeds, yet do not do them themselves, who forbid people from committing sins, yet do not refrain themselves, who never practice what they preach, who rebuke when they advise, and turn a deaf ear when they are advised, and who judge without knowledge or without justice. These all are the people of the hellfire. And a ruler who betrays his people, مَنْ رَشَّ رَيَّاتَهُ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ, whoever deceives his citizens, he is in the fire. And a person who pledged allegiance to his imam only for the sake of this world, وَمَنْ بَايَعْ إِمَامَهُ لَا يُبَايَعُهُ إِلَّا لِدُنْيَا, and whoever gives bay'ah to his imam but only does it for something in this world, فِنْ عَطَاهُ مِنْهَا وَفَى, if he is given what he desires, he fulfills his pledge. وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْتَى لَمْ يَفِي, but if he doesn't get the worldly thing, he ignores his commitment. وَمَنْ اِكْتَعَ عَمَالَ أَخِيهِ بِيَمِينٍ, whoever cuts off the right of a Muslim by means of his oath, Allah forbids him the garden and obligates the fire for him. And whoever drinks from gold and silver utensils, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, والذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. Those who unjustly eat up the property of orphans eat up a fire into their own bellies. They will soon be enduring a blazing fire. And this may seem obvious to us, and yet in many parts of the Muslim world there are those who do not honor their inheritance laws, do not honor the property of orphans, and just do whatever they've been doing. In the ignorance is truly mind-boggling around this Muslim ummah. And those of us who are here as well, we can't just sit back and wait for this to happen. We need to take steps to make sure that if a Muslim brother dies, that his children's rights to his property are protected, that when anyone dies, the inheritance goes according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu told us many things about the fire in many hadith. The fire is the only worthy punishment for him whose body is nourished by usury or by what is forbidden. There will be two types of people who are destined for the hell fire. People with whips like the tails of cows who beat people, meaning tyrants. And a woman who, although clothed, yet is naked, seducing and being seduced, the hair styled like tilted humps of camels. These will not enter the garden, nor will its fragrance ever reach them. If the wailing woman does not repent before she dies, meaning one who wails over the dead and tears their clothes, she will be made to stand on the day of resurrection wearing pants of tar and a shirt of mange. Cheat and deceit will be condemned to the fire. Indecency leads to the hell fire. The worst of people in the sight of Allah is he who people avoid due to his indecency, aggressiveness, and vulgarity. Woe unto those who wish that indecency, those were all hadith and the rest is not right now. Woe unto those who wish that indecency was spread among those who believe. They will be severely tortured in this world and the hereafter. Dear Muslims, may Allah have mercy on you and on me. Save us from this horrible torture. These are the various types of punishments in the hellfire and the different characteristics of the people therein. So fear Allah and avoid the hellfire by shedding tears out of fear of Allah, by giving even if a date, and by doing every little and big thing that you find in the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't rejoice with the few things that you are doing. Rather look for the ones that you're not doing yet. No man who cried out for fear of Allah will ever be tormented in the hell fire. Two eyes will never be touched by the fire. The eye that sheds tears out of fear of Allah, and a vigilant eye that stayed awake on guard for the sake of Allah in jihad, in the fuhur, in the weak points of the border. Whoever fasts a day is distanced from the hell fire by a space to be covered in 70 years. Seek refuge with Allah from the hell fire, for this is one of the characteristics of the pious who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels will pass by those who remember Allah in groups, and Allah will say, "From what do they seek refuge?" The angels will reply, "They seek refuge from the hell fire." Allah says, "Did they see it?" The angels say, "No, by Allah, they did not see it." Allah says, "Then how would it be if they had seen it?" The angel said, "If they had seen it, they would flee from it with the extreme fleeing and would have utmost fear from it." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "I make you witnesses that I have forgiven them." أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, seek refuge in the hellfire with words, but not just with words, and with tears, but not just with tears. More importantly, seek refuge from the fire in your deeds, and your deeds are the most important. Rectify your deeds, review them before you go to sleep. Review what you have done in the day and see where you can improve and what you should not have done and what you should have done, and make each day better than the one before. if we were truly conscious of the hellfire, as some of the Sahaba used to say. We saw the narration about Sufyan. Some other Sahaba mentioned that when the Prophet was living amongst them, telling them about the hellfire, they reported that they could see it with their eyes open in the daytime. When the Prophet spoke about it, it was absolutely real. And when he spoke about paradise, they could see it with their eyes open in the daytime. But they mentioned how after that, in the following decades and generations, the image began to fade. And this is our challenge, inshallah, to make this real. Not just to sign on the dotted line, yes, I believe in heaven, yes, I believe in hell, yes, I believe in Allah. There's a difference between belief and yaqeen. Yaqeen is when it's real. When you lie down at night, you know that there is hellfire, and you know what you have to do to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, whenever a Muslim prays to be admitted to paradise three times, paradise says, "Oh Allah, admit him to paradise." Whenever a Muslim seeks refuge from the hellfire three times, the hellfire seeks refuge for that Muslim. The hellfire says, "Oh Allah, grant him refuge from me." Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from the hellfire. Oh Allah, we seek refuge with you from the hellfire. As you have said in the Quran, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا. Our Lord, we have believed, so forgive us. فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Forgive us our sins. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us from the punishment of the fire. رَبَّنَا أَصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Our Lord, keep away from us the punishment of Jahannam. إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Its punishment is surely a horrible fate. اللهم أرنا كل الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وأقيم الصلاة.